This Saturday and Sunday, the Cuyuna Rock Gem and Mineral Society will be hosting the 16th annual Agate and Mineral Show. I was able to catch up with a handful of rock hounds to find out more about their hobby and this event.
And at 8 or 9, I said, today's the day of vacation, I'm picking agates. I thought it was pretty gutsy to say to your father, yeah, I'm not working today, I'm going to pick agates because there's agates around here. So that's kind of where it started. And then it just kind of simmered until I got married in 2000. And Marcia said, you got all these little pails of agates all over the house and coffee cans and peanut butter jars, and said, you got to do something with it. So she buys me a tumbler, just a little baby tumbler. So I start tumbling, and then a year or two, I mean, we had pretty much my inventory tumbled up. But we have a cabin north here, half an hour. So we drove past the club that was in Crosby every weekend as we drove north. She said, well, you should stop there one day, just see what it's like. So I go there on a Saturday, and on the people introduced me and were really welcome. So they talked, and when I got back to the cabin, Marcia looked at me after about 5 minutes, I didn't shut up. He said, you found your people.
Isn't that a good feeling?
Yeah, so that's kind of my story.
I've been picking agates since I was a little kid. One of my mom's friends taught me to pick agates. In early 2000, I was in the Master Gardeners program, and a friend of mine was helping me. We were working on a mycology class, when we were looking for some mushrooms because we were going to take people out to show them what they look like on site. And we went out to my property out by Gull Lake and stopped in the house for a cup of coffee, and I had a bowl of agates on the table. And he said, oh, you collect agates? And I said, yeah, I've been picking agates since I was a little kid. He said, well, you should come to the rock club. I'm like, rock club? What's a rock club? So he invited me, and I came as his guest for the first time to the meetings were in Crosby at that time. And I was so surprised that there were agates from all over the world. I did not have a clue. And so that was kind of a bad thing for me. It's an addiction. Once it's in your blood, I think you're pretty much toast.
Sharon Smith and Ed Opatz belong to the Cuyuna Rock, Gem, and Mineral Society. They are part of a vast network of people worldwide who hunt for agates. Agates, if you don't know, are semi-precious gems that are found all over the world. And most people can recognize a polished agate. Think of those rocks that you might find at a gift shop, the shiny ones with all the colors banded through them. But Sharon and Ed, they are true rock hounds. No purchasing pre-polished agates for them. They set out exploring in search of stones that look pretty much like any other rock, but have treasure on the inside.
Lake Superior agates is really the thing in Minnesota. That's our state stone, our state mineral. Every state has their own state stone. In Minnesota, we find generally they're already knocked open because they formed in the lava flows, in ancient lava flows, and the glaciers came and broke them all out. So most of our agates are already broken open. Sometimes you find a whole stone that will show banding on the outside, but most of the time you're going to see some banding or some indication that it's an agate. And we have them all through Minnesota, not on the western side, but the whole eastern side and to the south. The glaciers pushed Lake Superior agates all the way down to Nebraska. So they find Lake Superior agates in Iowa and on down. So sometimes people think they have to go to Lake Superior to find a Lake Superior agate, but that's not true.
This winter, I hit my first triple home run. I had to run around the bases 3 times, so I was so happy the agate I found. That day I was digging, and about 2 o'clock, I start missing my hammer and chisel. I was 4 miles, had to walk in 4 miles. So I said, before I hurt myself, I said, I'm just walk around for an hour before I walk out. So I went to another mountain and just start walking around, and there it was laying between me and God.
It was just there.
On top of the ground. Yep, and I mean, it had the right shape, and there was one little spot about the size of my thumbnail where there was a little bit of agate protruding.
What caught your eye was that little piece?
No, the whole nodule. Because, I mean, it was in a spot that was a good agate-picking area.
Okay, and there it it was. Yep. It looks clouds parted.
Well, and I got to thank the Javelinas. I think they dug it out, took it back to the RV, and after about 4 days, I said, I've got to cut it open, because, I mean, I just got to see. Yeah. It's a agate out of Clifton, Arizona area, but it's a 3-pounder, virtually perfect, no cracks or flaws, and
so pretty.
6 or 7 colors, and banded, and snowflaked, and I mean, just, that's what I call my triple home run.
The Cuyuna Rock Gem and Mineral Society, also known as the Cuyuna Rock Club, has approximately 100 members, and they meet the second Saturday of every month in the Franklin Arts Building in Brainerd.
While we're having the adult meeting part, the business meeting part, we have a kids program. So somebody will do some kind of a craft or some kind of a rock activity while the grown-ups are getting through the meeting part. And then we have a speaker after that, and we always have treats. And aside from the meetings and having speakers, we do field trips. For 2018, our big field trip is planned to go out to Utah in September. So we're going to hit some places on the way out and then do some collecting in Utah. And last summer it was Colorado, this year Utah. We try to do one big trip, and then we try to do some close-by things, too. So,
the club also organizes a huge gem and mineral show each year, and this year it is happening at the Crow Wing County Fairgrounds, and it's going on this weekend.
We invite vendors that come from all over the country and carry all different kinds of stones from all over the world. So, and a lot of them make art from the stones and the metaphysical items, like you were interested in the crystals. We have people there that can tell you all about that and show you different kinds of things. And one of our guests this year is Crystal Doris from the Weather Channel. Had a show on called Prospectors a couple years ago, and it was on for 4 or 5 seasons. And anyway, the Doris family is one of the featured families in that program. And one of our club members has a claim next to theirs in Colorado. And he invited us to come out last summer and go to his claim and help him dig for Amazonite, smoky quartz, and topaz is what Crystal has, a topaz mine. So we took that opportunity to go out there, and it was just a blast. And we met the Dorises out there, and they are the nicest people. And we went to Crystal's topaz mine, and that's a place where the topaz actually weathers out of the mountain up above and falls down to the bottom, and they take heavy equipment and pull that material out from the wall so that you can go through it and look for topaz crystals. One of our club members phoned a 330 carat beautiful
500.
Was it 500?
525 carat.
Holy smokes. I mean, it's amazing. And it's a bicolor. It's part champagne and part bluish. So it's really pretty. So that was really an amazing thing. And then her dad, Joe Doris, invited us to the Smoky Hawk mine, which was made famous in the show because they found a big plate of Amazonite and smoky quartz that it took them 2 years to reassemble all the pieces perfectly. And it sold to a museum for over $1 million. So we got to go to that claim and poke around there and pull out some quartz crystals. And anyway, we invited Crystal to come to the show, and she agreed to do it. So she is coming from Colorado to do the show, and that's going to be really fun to see her topaz, and then she makes jewelry. So the jewelry is really beautiful. And so she's coming. And our other celebrity guest this year is Scott Walter, who had a show on History Channel called America Unearthed. And he was better known to us as a Lake Superior agate collector. He has one of the premium collections in the state. And he's written several books about agates. So his name is real well known and real well associated with some famous stones that people know him real well because they've been in the books. So he's going to bring a display of those stones. He'll have those stones at the show. And he'll have his books available for sale, too. It's not the kind of thing you can see in an hour or two. I mean, plan on spending half the day at least, because it takes a long time to go through, and there's so many different things to see. If you've never been to a rock show, this is something you absolutely owe it to yourself to come and do. People bring things that they want to have valued, too. So if you have a really nice Lake Superior agate, you can bring it around to the different dealers and ask them what they think it's worth and come up with a consensus, and at least you have some idea what you have. Some of the other fun things we do or we cut geodes. We have coconut geodes from Mexico, and we crack those. You buy the geode, and we'll crack it open for you right there. We do have saws going. You can bring something that you'd like to have cut. We have a kids' corner, so the little kids get to dig in a sandbox and find stones and things in there. And the little bit older kids go on a scavenger hunt, and they bring back their sheet all filled out, and then they get a prize, too. So there's things, a lot of different things for kids to do. It's inexpensive, and it's unique, and our mission is really to try to get young people involved in the earth sciences. You know, if you can spark that interest, you might have some future geologists in the group, or mineralogists, or chemists. All of those things can be associated with the natural sciences. And kids are really, they love it. I've never met a kid that doesn't like to pick rocks.
That is Sharon Smith. You will find her, along with Ed Opatz and the rest of the Cuyuna Rock Club, at the Rock and Mineral Show this weekend at the Crow Wing County Fairgrounds in Brainerd. For more information about the Rock and Mineral Show, or their rock trips, or the summer camp that they're putting together for kids in June, check out their website, cuyunarockclub.org. I'm Katie Carter, listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
I dug up a diamond, rare and fine. I dug up a diamond in a deep dark mine. If only I could cling to my beautiful find. I dug up a diamond in a deep dark mine. My gem is special beyond all words, strong as any man in the earth, sharp as any razor, a blade you can buy, bright as any laser, or any star in the sky. Maybe once in a lifetime, you'll hold one in your hand. Once in a lifetime, in this land, the journey ends in a worthless claim. Time and again, in a mining game. I dug up a diamond, rare and fine. I dug up a diamond in a deep dark mine. Down in the darkness, in the dirt and the grime, I dug up a diamond in a deep dark mine.
Again, the 16th annual Agate and Mineral Show will happen this weekend, all day Saturday and Sunday at the Crow Wing County Fairgrounds. For more information, go to CuyunaRockClub.org, and you can check our website later today for this story and several amazing pictures of agates discovered by the Cuyuna Rock, Gem, and Mineral Society. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.